Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
We have a cold front that's going to come through the state as we head into this afternoon. How will it affect our weekend weather? I'll show you that coming up in just a few minutes.
The CEO of Pfizer is expected to tour the Pfizer plant that's located in Rocky Mount later today after Wednesday's tornadoes. Coming up, I'll explain what's next for the thousands of employees who don't have a place to work.
And New Hope Road now back open after a serious crash this morning. Coming up, I'll tell you the details of what we know so far.
So you didn't win the billion-dollar Powerball jackpot, but you have another chance to strike it rich with the Mega Millions jackpot, now the fifth highest for that lottery. Oh, yeah, you still have a chance.
And
you
My
can
fingers
still
are
dream
crossed.
About it.
Yeah.
It is 8 o'clock. I'm Renee Chu. Great to have you with us in this hour.
I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yeah, it is Friday. We've made it to Friday. Looking pretty nice out there, but, you know, still sticky. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione standing by with the temperatures we'll see later on today, Anthony.
Yeah, certainly still sticky out there for us today. We are going to see some changes, though. I mentioned a second ago we have a cold front coming through this afternoon. It is going to take those feels-like temperatures that today are still probably going to be in the upper 90s near 100 and take them down into the upper 80s, low 90s on Sunday. So relatively more comfortable air on the way for this upcoming weekend. Going to be a beautiful day, though, to head out to the lake. This is our live look, Lake Gaston. You can see it's a gorgeous start this morning. Just a few clouds off in the distance. Humid, but really starting off here not on a bad note for most of us out there. We sit at 78 in Raleigh. Notice, though, the actual air temperature and that feels like temperature are about the same right now. We're not seeing a huge heat index where you walk outside and it's just uncomfortable. 77 is what it feels like right now. Good morning to you in Clinton. Still hot this afternoon. We see actual air temperatures right about 93 in Durham, 93 in Raleigh. All of us here, about 92, 93 or so. So still going to be a hot and humid one for us today. We head through Futurecast, though, starting off nice and dry this morning. No big problems for us. There's lunchtime. Should be lots of sunshine here getting us out the door this morning. Maybe a stray shower this afternoon, but you notice Futurecast really not too adamant about that. I think this cold front is really not going to have a lot of moisture to work with. There are a few more storm chances, though, here as we head into the weekend. How will it affect those plans? I'll go over that here in just a few minutes, Brian.
Anthony, it is 8:02 right now, and we've been following breaking news this morning on the east side of Raleigh with a serious crash that closed New Hope Road for a little while right around Marsh Creek Road. I want to head out live to the scene and check in with Michael Grace, who's been keeping up with that investigation. And the good news right now, Michael, is that traffic is flowing again.
Yeah, the road reopened here at around 7:45 this morning, but I want to get you to this video of what the scene looked like earlier. One person in the hospital with serious injuries. State troopers tell me that the van you see there lost control of the steering wheel, actually crossed over into the opposite lane and hit that silver car head on. So cleanup did take a couple of hours. We're still working with state troopers to find out if any drivers will be facing any charges at this time. In Raleigh, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
All right, Michael, thanks for that update. And as we take a look at sensors through that area, traffic has returned to normal all throughout that stretch of New Hope Road. I want to take you out to Knightdale for that live camera at 87 at Smithfield Road. It looks like we had a crash out there on the ramp from 87 southbound onto Smithfield Road that has largely cleared at this point. Looks like there's one vehicle here on the right shoulder, but we're still seeing some backups through that area. About a 6-minute delay overall from the 64 Business Interchange back toward 440. So allow that extra time. By the time you get to Smithfield Road and 540, traffic's flowing a little more freely. We had a crash overnight causing some problems still on Wake Forest Road, right around the 440 interchange. Police say that a driver on the southbound side of Wake Forest Road was trying to get around a truck that had stopped there and then crashed into a utility pole. That person is in custody under suspicion of driving while impaired. And you see, we still have some turning lanes that are blocked there from northbound Wake Forest Road onto 440 westbound. Also, the ramps there between 440 West and Wake Forest are partially closed. Just remember to move over, give them some room to work through that area. Consider using Six Forks as a good alternate route. We're also tracking a crash on 440 westbound right around the Wade Avenue interchange with some pretty heavy delays from Glenwood Avenue down toward Wade Avenue. You put it all together, and right now our sensors are measuring about a 7-minute delay on 440 west from 87 around to Wade Avenue.
All right, thanks, Brian. Breaking news, a teenager is in the hospital after a shooting in Durham. Police just confirmed before 5:30 this morning that the girl was shot on House Avenue. She was found last night just before 8:45. Investigators say the teen is expected to survive. They did not say if they've made any arrests.
Today, Pfizer CEO will tour the damage at its production plant in Rocky Mount caused by an EF3 tornado. WRL's Kelsey Coffey is outside the plant this morning, which is closed. And Kelsey, we're waiting to see what the CEO has to say about it.
We're waiting for that update, and the CEO is supposed to come here to assess the damage that has more than 3,000 people waking up this morning without a job to go to. Sky 5 flew over the facility after Wednesday's tornado. You can see how the roof was crushed and the building was splintered. 50,000 pallets of medicine were destroyed during the storm. The plant is closed until further notice. WREL spoke with Nash County Representative Alan Chesser when he stopped by the building yesterday.
The nature of what they do is a business. There's controlled substances in that building, so we have to make sure that everything's accounted for. That's going to take time.
And that's time that some people may not be able to afford. So what's next for some of these employees who are ready to get back to work? Well, Pfizer did not respond to our question when we asked whether those employees would be paid during the shutdown. But the company did say that they would give us an update at some point this afternoon. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Rocky Mount.
The Rocky Mount Chamber of Commerce is organizing a relief fund for victims of the tornado. The chamber's president and CEO, David Ferris, tells WREL that he is working with the United Way to set up what they're calling the Twin County Tornado Disaster Relief Fund. 100% of the money raised for this fund will go to people who have lost property because of the tornado. Details are still getting ironed out, but Ferris says once donations start rolling in, they will begin distributing the funds.
We're hearing more stories of survival from more people who were caught in the tornado. That includes people who watched golfers ride out the storm at Belmont Lakes Golf Course in Rocky Mount. Greg Hampton says he saw 15 golfers get caught on the course when the tornado came through. Some of those players used their golf carts as shelter. Others took cover in a bunker.
There's nothing really to do, so you just had to hunt ground, and that's what everybody did.
12 homes in that community were seriously damaged. Two people got away with scrapes and bruises. Volunteers with the American Red Cross have been surveying the damage and offering support to people who need it.
And in less than 10 minutes, more stories of survival, including a mother who ran barefoot through traffic to make sure that her son was safe. And also be sure to have the WRL weather app on your phone. This is the best way to make sure you get the alerts for your area whenever severe weather hits.
A funeral is planned today for a 5-year-old girl killed in a shooting earlier this month in Durham. Services for Chloe Fennell will take place at Emmanuel Temple Seventh-day Adventist Church in Durham. She was shot and killed on July 5th. Her mother's first cousin, Brian Lester, faces several charges, including first-degree murder. 15-year-old Destiny Sidbury tried to shield Chloe with her own body when the shooting started. She was also shot and is still recovering. Chloe's funeral starts at 2 p.m. So you didn't win the Powerball, but you do have another chance to become very rich tonight. The Mega Millions jackpot worth $720 million. That's the fifth highest it has ever been. You can watch tonight's drawing live on WRL right before our 11 p.m. news.
The Women's World Cup is now underway, and you can catch all of the action right here on Fox 50. The U.S. Women's National Team will play its first match of the tournament tonight. This is video of them training as they get ready for that game in New Zealand. Coverage of their match against Vietnam starts tonight at 8:45. You can catch all the action on Fox 50, your home for the Women's World Cup. And you can cheer them on tonight at a watch party hosted by NC Courage in Raleigh. It's happening at 9 o'clock at the Carolina Ale House on Skyland Ridge Parkway. If you plan on going, organizers say it's best to get there 90 minutes early just to make sure you get a seat and you can order some food. And in the next half hour, NC Courage head coach Sean Nahas will join us live to talk about his players that are competing in the World Cup.
Coming up, more tales of survival from the EF3 tornado. Get a look at what it's like inside the tornado from the point of view of one Nash County resident.
And North Carolina could soon get three casinos across the state. Where they would be and how leaders in those counties are responding.
And as we head outside this morning, certainly not a bad forecast. Most of us starting off in the upper 70s near 80. I'll talk about why, though, it will feel potentially a little bit better as we head into the weekend coming up right after the break.
Welcome back on your Friday morning. Check out those blue skies. You're looking live over the Natural Science Museum. You're watching WREL News, available on Spectrum TV, Spectrum, and the WREL app on your TV or streaming device. Well, today's going to be a pretty nice day to get out and golf because we are headed for some cooler feeling temperatures finally, Anthony.
Yeah, and I think the key there is relatively cooler compared to what we've been used to. We're going to have a cold front coming through this afternoon, and it will start to feel, I think, a little bit better here into tomorrow and Sunday especially. And I'll talk about that here in just a second. Let's get us outside, though, this morning. This is a live look, Southern Pines, so you can see some golfers out there just enjoying the weather. It is warm. It's a little bit humid, but on the hole here, really not starting off too bad for us this morning. Lots of blue sky. We're sitting at 78 in Raleigh, 77. Good morning to in Clinton. Also seeing temperatures here in the low 70s in Roxborough, 76 in South Hill, Virginia. So on the whole, about where we should be for this time of year. The dew points, though, of course, that measure of the moisture in the air that we talk about a lot of times this year, we've actually seen them come down just a couple degrees there in Raleigh and Durham. Once you get above 60, you really start to feel the humidity. For perspective, though, most of us have been in the low to mid 70s. So we're starting to see a little bit of progress with that. It's still going to be hot and mostly humid for us today. 93 this afternoon. Lots of sunshine. Maybe just a quick passing shower, let's say into late this afternoon and evening. The cold front itself, though, really is not going to have much moisture to work with. So that's not going to be a big factor for us today. All of us topping out low to mid 90s. It will still feel closer to triple digits, but this is going to be the nice change for this weekend. Those dew points here still dropping from that tropical category down just a little bit. So there's a little bit of humidity, but for this time of year, I think it is going to be noticeable before we go right back up there Monday and Tuesday of next week. So if you can get outside, enjoy it. It's going to be a good weekend to do so. 93 for us today, 88 tomorrow, 90 on Sunday. It's been a little while since we've been able to forecast 80s, and so that's going to be a change for us. And as far as rain chances are concerned, minimal at best. I think today we have about a 20% chance, maybe some tomorrow morning into about lunchtime, just a few isolated showers and storms. Certainly no severe weather and no big rainmakers on the way. So that's good news here for any of those plans. Here's where we sit as far as the tropics are concerned. We have kind of two areas to talk about right now. Tropical Storm Dawn, which really has just been kind of sitting there the past week or so, not doing much. Winds are at 50 miles an hour right now. It's still a tropical storm, and we expect it to kind of remain that here over the next couple of days. But once we head into early to late next week, it should start to weaken. It's going to push up kind of to the north there. Should stay out to sea. No big impacts here to land, which is good. One other area to talk about here, it's an area of development down in the Atlantic. 30% chance over the next 7 days. We do now have model plots on this one that continue to show kind of a track coming back toward the Caribbean. Not necessarily big development expected with this one, but of course we will watch that closely and keep you updated as we go forward. We're at 88 on Saturday. Overall, a really nice weekend. 90 on Sunday, 87 into Monday. We do see, though, that heat return as we head into the middle part of next week. Brian, back in the 90s.
All right, 816 right now, Anthony, and we have a crash on 440 westbound right around Wade Avenue, contributing to some pretty heavy backups right now between Glenwood Avenue down through the Lake Boone Trail interchange toward Wade. Once you get to Wade Avenue, traffic's flowing freely on 440 westbound, but that crash clearly leading to some problems there. Also, a little congestion on 440 westbound right around Capitol Boulevard heading out toward Wake Forest Road. Right now, we are measuring a 9-minute delay overall on 440 westbound from 87 around to Wade Avenue. Again, if you can pick it up from Wade Avenue, you'll be on the other side of those delays and in good shape heading down toward Hillsborough Street and Western Boulevard. Looking a little better out on I-87 southbound in Knightdale, we had an earlier crash right around the Smithfield Road interchange. Still seeing a little bit of brake tapping right around there. Only a 1-minute delay, though, overall coming in from 64 Business back toward 440. We've also still been watching the situation on Wake Forest Road at 440, that overnight crash that damaged a utility pole. Still have the turn lanes blocked from northbound Wake Forest Road onto 440 westbound, and the ramp is partially blocked on both sides of Wake Forest Road coming off of 440 and then back onto 440, so allow a little extra time through there. Consider using Six Forks or Capitol as good alternate routes.
Brian, thanks. In Nash County, new videos are giving us perspective as to just how powerful this week's tornado was. If you've ever wondered what it's like to be in an EF3 tornado, well, here you go. A man recorded the moment the twister hit his home, ripping it apart and leveling other homes nearby. We hope he quickly took shelter right after. The man who posted this video to Facebook did make it out okay.
Dozens of children hunkered down at a daycare near the Pfizer plant in Nash County as that tornado was coming through. And we are happy to say every child at St. Stephen's Loving Daycare is okay. They all sheltered in place. One mom told us that she ran barefoot through traffic to get to her son during the chaos.
Job. I got in the car, but I couldn't make it down here. The traffic was all the way down the road, and then I saw ambulance rushing and police officers rushing.
So scary. She says she was on her lunch break when this all happened and left her car parked in the middle of the road as she ran through traffic to be with her son.
The son of a man who barricaded himself inside a Fayetteville home and shot at police is praising officers for the way they handled the situation. Patrick Pavletic's son, Stephen, says his father locked himself inside the house after shooting into neighbors' homes. Stephen says his father is a veteran with a history of mental health issues, including PTSD. He says police were patient, trying to talk his father down as he tried to serve him involuntary commitment papers on Saturday. Investigators say Pavletic fired at them and they fired back. Stephen says his father was shot in the shoulder and was treated at a hospital.
It would be a blessing to get the VA in there to get him the help that he needs, you know, because like I said before, he's a veteran in distress, and he should have been got the help that he needed.
It's unclear what's next for Patrick Pavletic, but his son says his family hopes the VA can get his dad help as quickly as possible.
And happening now in the WRA Live Center, all morning long, we've been tracking the severe weather from overnight that really backed up air traffic in Atlanta. The same scenario is playing out with a ripple effect this morning. We've been checking the numbers courtesy of this misery map. And right now in Atlanta, 37 flights are delayed, 11 canceled there in Atlanta, Hartsfield, Jackson. Also, Charlotte is seeing some 16 delays and 4 canceled flights. And a number of connecting flights leave RDU and go to Charlotte and Atlanta. In that regard, let's check the numbers at RDU International. Right now, there are 15 delayed flights in RDU International and just 2 canceled flights right now. Of course, if you have a flight, make sure you check the status before heading to the airport.
Always a good idea. Thanks, Ken. Well, North Carolina could be moving closer to allowing the construction of more casinos. State House and Senate leaders are considering a proposal that would allow them to be built in Nash, Anson, and Rockingham counties. A fourth casino could be added in the eastern region of the state to be run by the Lumbee tribe. The casinos would be part of entertainment districts that will also include hotels, bars, and restaurants. The counties were chosen after an economic impact study. House Speaker Tim Moore says he is hearing positive feedback from leaders in those counties.
You're seeing a lot of rural legislators, particularly those whose areas would benefit from this. You look up in the northeastern part of the state, you look down around Anson County, those two particular, which really have some significant challenges. And the response that we're hearing from legislators from those regions has been supportive.
And the deal would also legalize what are being called video lottery terminals. These terminals would be similar to video poker or fish tables, but they would be run by the State Lottery Commission. The state would license the machines and get a cut of the revenue. Machines that are not licensed will be confiscated.
Prepare for an uncomfortable night in Smithfield Sunday. Some people will not have air conditioning for several hours. This is because of a problem with the Duke Energy substation where rotten wood needs to be replaced. The repairs require shutting down electricity to many people who live just north of downtown. That includes Johnston Memorial Hospital, although they do have power generations to keep operations going. The town's director of utilities says the work needs to be done.
And they're in need of repair. They didn't want to wait until October. Normally, we like to do these things March and October because of the temperate nature of the, but they said they couldn't wait.
He adds, although the repairs are scheduled to take 5 hours starting at midnight, they hope to finish the work sooner.
Well, if you think it's hot now, NASA says get ready for next year. The space agency issued a warning on Thursday that says next year will probably be even warmer. That's because we haven't really felt the impact of El Nino yet. Instead, what we're experiencing right now is the result of climate change, NASA says has been caused by burning fossil fuels. So next year, as that continues and the natural El Nino weather cycle starts to impact things, the mercury will rise even higher.
Soccer great Lionel Messi will make his U.S. debut tonight, and ticket sales are through the roof. Messi will play for Inter Miami CF as the team hosts a match in the League's Cup. Tickets are selling for as much as $110,000. That's according to ticket reselling website Vivid Seats. There are cheaper options. We're still talking average price, $487. That's twice as much as the team's match last year against FC Barcelona.
And coming up in our next half hour of news, head coach of NC Courage, Sean Nahas, will join us live to talk about his six players that are competing in the Women's World Cup and the watch party the Courage is throwing.
There's no doubt summer weather is hot and it is putting HVAC employees to work. What you can do now to ensure that you're...
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Friday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey, tracking some big backups on 440. Brian Trader has what's going on, Brian?
A crash on the westbound side of 440 right around Wade Avenue, and we are seeing some delays as you head from Glenwood Avenue back down toward Wade Avenue this morning. It looks like those delays are easing up maybe a little bit. Latest update from our sensors now indicating a 5-minute slowdown overall from 87 around the Beltline toward Wade Avenue. Looks like the majority of those delays right now are confined to the section between Glenwood Avenue and Lake Boone Trail.
And Brian, we head out to WeatherWise here to check out our forecast. We're looking at tons of blue sky. It's actually feeling relatively comfortable out there. This is our studio tower camera. 78 here in Raleigh, 77 in Goldsboro. It's going to be a beautiful weekend ahead, but we do have today one more day to get through here of some hot and humid temperatures and conditions out there. 93 the actual air temperature for us this afternoon, still feeling close to triple digits, so make sure to keep lots of water handy. Should be pretty calm here, and maybe just a quick isolated shower this afternoon.
Thanks, Anthony. Today, Pfizer's CEO is expected to tour the damage caused by Wednesday's tornado at the company's Rocky Mount facility. 50,000 pallets of medicine were destroyed, as well as dozens of vehicles and storage trucks. The plant is closed until further notice. And the Rocky Mount Chamber of Commerce is organizing a relief fund for the victims of the tornado. The Chamber and United Way set up what they're calling the Twin County Tornado Disaster Relief Fund. The money will go to people who have lost property because of the tornado. Next on Fox 50, Anthony will let us know what to expect for the weekend weather ahead. And next on Today, Dan and Shay perform live on the Plaza.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
The CEO of Pfizer is expected to tour the Pfizer plant in Rocky Mount that was destroyed during Wednesday's tornado. Coming up, I'll explain what's next for the thousands of people who don't have a place to work.
And it is still going to be a hot day with feels like temperatures near triple digits yet again, but I'll talk about when we could see some cooler, relatively weather here headed into the weekend coming up.
Plus, the head coach of North Carolina Courage, Sean Nahas, will be joining us live. We'll talk about his six players who are competing in the World Cup. Love these local connections. See them on the world stage. Just six more reasons to watch the big soccer event of the year. Thanks for joining us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yeah, it's going to be a really fun conversation. Mm-hmm. But before that, we have to get over to meteorologist Anthony Baglione because heat index reaching 100 today, Anthony, but it's going to start to feel a little cooler at least.
Yes, thankfully, we're going to start to see some minor changes here into the weekend. Our feels like temperatures, as you mentioned, today still close to triple digits. It's kind of the same story we've been doing every single day. today. The weekend, though, behind a cold front that comes through this afternoon, I think you're going to like that forecast. It'll feel a little bit better. We sit outside right now, though, North Hills. You can see all of the blue sky out there. It's feeling great. Temperatures not too bad quite yet, but it will be hot this afternoon. 78 is where we sit in Raleigh, 77 in Clinton. Good morning to you. 73 in Roxborough this morning. Heading into the weekend, notice those actual air temperatures go down a little bit. 88 on our Saturday, 90 on Sunday. But, of course, the big factor a lot of times this year is how it feels outside. That measure of the moisture in the air, the dew point, they are going to come down here, not substantially, but enough where I think we're going to feel it. Both today into Saturday, Sunday, notice those dew points back in the, let's say, mid to upper 60s. It will feel more comfortable. Soak it up if you can, though, because we start to see them go right back up into Monday and Tuesday of next week. We do have more storm chances, though, on the way. I'll talk about if it'll affect the weekend. That's the big question here coming up in a few minutes.
Yeah, the road reopened here at around 7:45 this morning, but I want to get you to this video of what the scene looked like earlier. One person in the hospital with serious injuries. State troopers tell me that the van you see there lost control of the steering wheel, actually crossed over into the opposite lane and hit that silver car head on. So cleanup did take a couple of hours. We're still working with state troopers to find out if any drivers will be facing any charges at this time. In Raleigh, Michael Grace, WREL News.
And breaking news, a woman is in the hospital after being hit by a car in Durham. It happened just before 7 o'clock this morning near the intersection of Sharon Road and Ashton Glen Drive. The woman who was hit was seriously hurt. Police have not said what led up to that crash or if any charges will be filed against the driver. The road has since reopened.
More breaking news. A teenager is in the hospital after shooting in Durham. Police just confirmed before 5:30 this morning that the girl was shot on House Avenue. She was found last night just before 8:45. Investigators say the teen is expected to survive. We're working to find out what led to the shooting.
Pfizer's CEO will be in Rocky Mount today to tour the damage at a facility caused by an EF3 tornado. WREL's Kelsey Coffey tells us what we're expecting to learn later today.
That CEO is expected to come here to assess the damage that has left more than 3,000 people without a place to work. Sky 5 flew over the plant after the tornado Wednesday. You can see how the roof was crushed and the building was splintered. 50,000 pallets of medicine were destroyed during the storm. The plant is closed until further notice. WREL spoke with Nash County Representative Alan Chesser when he stopped by the building yesterday.
With the nature of what they do as a business, there's controlled substances in that building, so we have to make sure that everything's accounted for. That's going to take time.
And that's time that some people may not be able to afford. But what's the next step to get these employees back to work? Well, Pfizer did not answer our question when we asked whether those employees would be paid during the shutdown, but the company did say that they'll give us an update later this afternoon. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News in Rocky Mount. The Rocky Mount Chamber of Commerce is organizing a relief fund for victims of the tornado. The chamber's president and CEO, David Ferris, tells WREL he is working with the United Way to set up what they're calling the Twin County Tornado Disaster Relief Fund. 100% of the money raised for this fund will go to people who've lost property because of the tornado.
It's the right thing to do. We have a great community. It's resilient. Our community has been supportive of our Chamber of Commerce, and they need us, and it's the right thing to do, and we don't hesitate to do it. We're deeply sad we have to, but it's the right thing to do.
Organizers are still working on the details, but Ferris says once donations start rolling in, they will start getting those funds out to the people who need them.
And coming up in the next 10 minutes, we'll hear from people in Edgecombe County who are working to rebuild after that storm. And be sure to have the WREL app on your phone as well. This is the best way to make sure you get the alerts for your area when severe weather hits.
Durham police may release more information today about a deadly drive-by shooting at a bus stop in Durham. The case has people who live nearby worried about their safety. Police are searching for the gunman in yesterday afternoon's shooting on Rainer Avenue. The man who was shot was taken to the hospital where he died. Sky 5 flew over the crime scene, which spanned two parking lots. This comes just days after another drive-by shooting at a bus stop on Chapel Hill Road. No one was hurt in that shooting Saturday. One neighbor says the string of shootings hits especially close to home as he lost his own son to gun violence in 2014.
Every time I see something like this happen on the news, I feel that pain over and over and over, the same pain that I felt for my son.
Police have not said if this latest shooting is linked to the one from last Saturday.
And breaking here in the WRAL Live Center, the incomparable popular artist Tony Bennett has died. We're just getting word of his passing into the newsroom this morning. Apparently, he passed away this morning at the age of 96. Tony Bennett, a career spanning 8 decades. He was diagnosed with Alzheimer's in 2016, but he continued to perform and record through 2021, recording with Lady Gaga a couple of years ago. He also did a concert with her. He got a number one album at the age of 85 as well. His peer Frank Sinatra called him the greatest popular singer in the world. His recordings, most of them made by Columbia Records, which signed him back in 1950, by the way, were characterized by ebullience, immense warmth, vocal clarity, and emotional openness. Tony Bennett, dead at the age of 96.
Wow, such a major loss there. Ken, thank you. All right, so you didn't win the Powerball, but you have another chance to become a multimillionaire tonight. The Mega Millions jackpot is worth $720 million. That is the fifth highest it has ever been. You can watch tonight's drawing live on WREL right before our 11 o'clock news. Staying cool during the hot summer months can be a challenge, and it puts added stress on your air conditioning unit as well. HVAC companies say it's important to remain patient if you need your AC unit repaired. We talked with Michael and Son, whose technicians are making 50 to 60 home visits a day. They say that it's stretching their workforce thin. There are some steps you can take to try to keep your unit running without problems.
You know, we definitely having a lot of rain. Keep the shrubbery, the grass, the weeds around your AC. You want at least a foot to 2 feet around your air conditioner or free space.
Michael and Son also says you should schedule regular maintenance for your unit to avoid problems when summer hits. Hundreds of local business leaders will meet this morning to talk about the future of transportation in the Triangle. The Regional Transportation Alliance is hosting its annual breakfast. The focus will be on the start of the bus rapid transit system in the Triangle area and its benefits. This is a rendering of what one of those BRT lines would look like. This morning's breakfast is at the new Westin Raleigh-Durham Airport Hotel.
This is nothing you think would happen at your house.
In disbelief after that destructive tornado in Edgecombe County. Next, a county commissioner describes the moment the roof came off her home. And head coach of NC Courage, Sean Nahas, will join us live to talk about his 6 players that are competing in the Women's World Cup and the watch party the Courage is throwing tonight. That's coming up. And it's also going to be hot out there today. Here's a live look over downtown Raleigh. Just ahead, Anthony Baglione shows us how long this heat will stick around and a possible cool down.
Welcome back. I'm meteorologist Anthony Baglione in for Elizabeth this morning. We're talking about, of course, our cold front that comes through this afternoon. That's really going to start to shake things up a little bit here into this weekend. Where we sit right now, though, feeling relatively comfortable. We're at 78 there in Raleigh, 78 in Goldsboro, 79. Good morning to you in Rocky Mount. Temperature wise, not too bad. Humidity wise as well. We see those dew points there for most of us in, let's say, the upper 60s. There are some low 70s, so those unlucky few South Virginia, Rocky Mount, Clinton still definitely feeling the humidity. But where they drop into the 60s, it starts to feel a little bit more comfortable, and everyone starts to feel that here across the board into Saturday and Sunday. Actual air temperature wise, we'll be at 92 today in South Hill, Virginia, 93 in Raleigh. Feels like temperatures, though, still right about 100, if not 101, 102. So just make sure to plan for that here as you head out today. Maybe you want to head to the mountains tomorrow on our Saturday to soak up the weekend. Overall, it's looking like a really nice forecast. forecast. They do have some storms today. 82, though, in Bryson City, 75 in Boone. What I will say is, too, if you're headed to the mountains, could be pretty breezy in some spots behind that cold front. Maybe winds gusting 25 to 30, so it might be blowing around just a little bit. The beaches as well, looking pretty nice tomorrow. 30% chance of some storms there. Wrightsville, Wilmington, just a very quick pop-up shower or storm, maybe with that sea breeze front tomorrow afternoon. Otherwise, mid to upper 80s there for most of us, a couple low 90s. It should be feeling pretty comfortable. Speaking of all things beach and tropics, let's talk about here what we're expecting in the tropics. We still have Tropical Storm Don. He's just kind of been hanging out there. Honestly, we've been tracking this system for about a week at this point. 50 mile per hour winds. It's really just in the central Atlantic. But if we are going to get a storm system, this is the spot we want it to be, because it's kind of just going to stay there and then go up to the north, not really affecting any land here, which, of course, that's always what we hope for. May clip a little bit of, let's say, as it gets up closer or past Newfoundland, really. But we're going to watch that continue to push out to sea there. 35 mile per hour winds into early Monday morning as a tropical depression. This one down to the south, it's an area of development that the Hurricane Center is watching. We've seen those chances over the next 7 days bump up just a little bit, enough where, of course, we'll track that pretty closely. 30% chance. It's that center right about there, and it's going to continue back to the west. We do now have model plots on this one, and a lot of them show that track getting closer here, heading into the Caribbean, where, by the way, we have extremely warm water for this time of year. We'll have to see kind of if it can get its act together and develop, but a lot of them do take it in that general direction. So we'll have to watch that. Doesn't look like a screaming big time development at this point, but again, with that warm water, something to pay close attention to. 88 for us on our Saturday, 90 on Sunday. Should be feeling pretty nice here for most of us this weekend. Get outside and enjoy if you can. Maybe an isolated shower or storm there Sunday into Monday. Doesn't last long though. We head into next week, 93 on Wednesday, and then by Thursday, Michelle, we're talking temperatures there at 94, and it looking pretty hot here still next week.
Anthony, thanks. Team USA will be playing their first match in the Women's World Cup tonight. And six of players in the World Cup are members of the North Carolina Courage. So we have that local connection and, of course, World Cup fever. Joining me now, a very special guest here, the head coach of the North Carolina Courage, Sean Nahas. Coach Nahas, great to have you here to talk about these local connections. So you have six players that you coach that will be playing for the World Cup. Not all of them are playing for Team USA, but there are two that are playing for Team USA. Let's start with Emily Fox and Casey Murphy. What really stands out to you about these two players?
Yeah, I appreciate you guys having me. Yeah, they're just special talents. You know, I started with them in 2016 in their first Youth World Cup. So to see them now with the first team is a fantastic evolution for them. Emily just joined us this year, a real dynamic player, great on the ball, likes to play an attractive style, and Casey's one of the best goalkeepers in the world. So we're fortunate to have them here with us, with the Courage. And obviously we're pulling for them all the way across the world, basically.
Yeah, it will be great to see them on the world stage. There are also four other North Carolina Courage players who will be in this tournament. They're playing for their home countries. Let's see, we have Brazil, Denmark, Ireland represented as well, right?
Yeah, some of the best players in the world play right here in the backyard in Cary, North Carolina. And, you know, Denise O'Sullivan, our captain, played for Ireland last night, lost 1-0, but had a fantastic match. And then Caroline with Brazil, and then Rika and Mila with Denmark. So we're fortunate to have this great talent here, and we're looking forward to seeing them compete at the world stage.
I'm sure you're very proud to see that talent showcased on the national stage. When you're going to watch these matches, are you nervous for them, or are you also kind of coaching them a little bit in your head?
Yeah, I mean, we miss them. Don't get me wrong. We miss having them. But this is what they've worked their lives for. It's a dream for them. And, you know, we're really proud of them and the effort that they've put in to see them represent our club, but more so represent their country and know how important it is to them. We're nervous for them because we know how important it is, but we're also really proud of them. Yeah.
And the club is hosting a watch party tonight, right? It will be over at the Carolina Ale House, Briar Creek.
Yeah, so it's a great opportunity for fans to come support our players, meet some of the staff, meet some of the front office, and just get to sort of get that connection, you know, in our own area, because we think that's important, and hopefully continue to help grow the game in our area.
Let's talk about the women's team and how they're the odds-on favorite to win this whole thing. Yeah. What do you think of their chances? They're looking good, aren't they?
Yeah, look, until someone knocks us off, we're going to be the favorites. And, you know, the talent that we have, we've won two World Cups in a row. The talent that we have that built in this league and the competitiveness within the group, we have a lot of young talent now. Mm-hmm. You know, Sophia Smith of the world, the Trinity Rodmans, Ashley Sanchez, but a good mix of experienced players, Crystal Dunn, who played at UNC, and Megan Rapinoe, who's going, this is her last World Cup. So we have a great group of players, and, you know, the difference is the talent pool across the world has gotten a lot closer, so it should be a real competitive World Cup.
And a lot of that talent coming from here locally, the North Carolina Courage. Okay, you can join them at the watch party that will be at the Carolina Ale House. And then also tonight at 8:45, that's when coverage starts for the Women's World Cup that you can watch right here on Fox 50. Coach Nahas, great to have you here, and good luck to the women.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right, that's going to be really, really exciting. Thanks, Renee. Well, from a famous comedian to the live-action Barbie movie, there are a lot of events going on this weekend. WREL Lifestyle editor Kathy Hanrahan is here to help us plan out our weekend with the Out and About's best bets. And first, Kathy, we have to talk about this Barbie movie.
We have to talk about Barbie. I mean, it's one of the hottest movies of the weekend. It's highly anticipated. There's going to be two Barbie-themed parties happening on Saturday to help you celebrate the movie release. Okay, first in Durham, there's going to be a free all-ages party with a photo booth, friendship bracelet station, cotton candy, and more. That's from 1:30 to 5:30 at Freeman's Creative. On Saturday, in Fenton Square in Cary, they're going to be transforming it into Barbie's dream house. There will be face painting, a photo booth, a costume contest. I cannot wait to go see this. I'm so excited.
So I saw it last night. I did. I saw it. It was very cute. The costumes, the set, everything, all the colors. It's very Barbie. It was cute. Very
good
cute. Stuff.
Good firsthand review. There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Well, there is also some comedy to check out this weekend as well, right?
Yes, Russell Peters. He was named one of Rolling Stone's 50 best comics of all time. He's bringing his Act Your Age world tour to Durham Performing Arts Center on Saturday. Tickets are $39. And then over at Goodnights in Raleigh, In Living Color alum Tommy Davidson is performing Friday through Sunday.
Oh, that's going to bring a lot of laughs, I'm sure. And also for those gamers out there, there's a retro gaming market. That's so cool.
This is going to be so much fun. Okay, the Raleigh Retro Gamers are hosting the Summer Heyday Market from noon to 4 p.m. on Saturday. It's happening outside of Heyday Brewery in Raleigh. There's going to be more than 25 vendors, retro and modern games, pop-up figures, all kinds of things.
Oh, man. My boyfriend is obsessed with video games, especially like, you know, throwbacks. So that's going to be a lot of fun. It's another busy weekend in the Triangle. And for more information on these events, you can go to WREL.com and search Out and About. Thank you, Kathy. Well, one of the hardest hit areas in Edgecombe County after this week's tornado is on Morningstar Church Road. You can see there are some homes destroyed with all of this damage. It's hard to believe that people were actually inside when that tornado touched down. Evelyn Powell is an Edgecombe County commissioner. Her husband was trying to take cover in their house when the roof was just blown off by that tornado. He wasn't hurt, but their home is gone.
This is something you would dream about, or you would hear somebody talk about on the news. This is nothing you think would happen at your house.
Survivors say they feel fortunate they woke up the morning after the tornado. Also in Edgecombe County, a woman and her husband are in the hospital after being thrown 100 feet through the air from that storm. The woman's mother told us that her daughter and son-in-law tried to take shelter in a shed, but the winds tore that shed apart, throwing them into a nearby field. They have serious injuries, but family members are hopeful that they will recover. And this morning, we'll learn more about a federal competition to bring solar energy to low-income households. Officials from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and Congresswoman Valerie Fucci will be at Research Triangle Park. They'll highlight the federal Solar for All competition, which will award $7 billion in 60 grants. The grants will go to states, territories, tribal governments, municipalities, and eligible nonprofits.
Take a look at this. Strong winds in Georgia knocked down the wall of a gym while people were inside working out. This happened about an hour outside of Atlanta. Fire officials say when the wall collapsed, everything fell toward the outside of the building, so there was no damage inside the gym. Former President Obama dropped his yearly list of his summer song and book recommendations. This year, his playlist includes popular throwbacks like California Love by Tupac Shakur and 80s tune Walk Like an Egyptian from the Bengals. On his reading list, titles ranging from thrillers like S.A. Crosby's All the Sinners Bleed and Burnham Wood by Eleanor Catton.
Quite a list there. All right, before we head to break, here are your winning lottery numbers. We'll get another check on weather and traffic. That's next.